Episode 16, The Phoenix, The Eternal Cycle of Death and Rebirth. Among the countless myths and legends that have traveled across time, few have captured the human imagination as profoundly as the story of the phoenix. This mystical bird, cloaked in radiant feathers and wrapped in the mystery of fire, embodies one of humanity's deepest fascinations, the cycle of death and rebirth, the promise that even after destruction, renewal always follows. The phoenix myth appears in many different cultures, and though the details vary, the essence remains the same. The bird lives for centuries, some say even 1,000 years, before it reaches the end of its life. When that moment comes, the phoenix does not simply wither away. Instead, it builds a nest of aromatic woods and spices, myrrh, cinnamon, frankincense. Then, igniting in a brilliant blaze, it consumes itself in fire. And from the ashes left behind, a new phoenix rises, young and renewed, continuing the eternal cycle. In ancient Egypt, the phoenix was often linked to the Bennu bird, a sacred creature associated with the sun god Ari. Just as the sun appears to die each evening and is reborn each morning, the phoenix became a living metaphor for renewal and the continuation of life beyond death. The Egyptians believed it symbolized the soul's journey into the afterlife, reminding them that death was not the end but a passage into something greater. The Greeks later embraced this story, describing the phoenix as a dazzling bird of gold and crimson. Herodotus, the ancient historian, and the poet Ovid both wrote about it, emphasizing its extraordinary lifespan and miraculous rebirth. For the Greeks, the phoenix carried profound meaning, immortality, cosmic order, and the hope that even in destruction, there lies the seed of new beginnings. It was a lesson wrapped in fire and beauty, one that spoke to the very heart of human resilience. In China, the legend took a slightly different form. The Fenghuang, often compared to the Western phoenix, symbolized harmony, virtue, and prosperity. Unlike the fiery self-destruction of its Western counterpart, the Fenghuang was a bird of balance, representing yin and yang, male and female, heaven and earth. Its appearance was said to herald times of peace and justice, making it less a creature of flame and more a messenger of cosmic order. Throughout the Middle Ages, the phoenix continued to inspire. Christian writers saw in its rebirth a reflection of Christ's resurrection, an eternal promise of salvation and life after death. Artists painted it rising from the flames, theologians wrote of its unending cycle, and poets used it to capture the human longing for renewal. Even today, the phoenix remains alive in our imagination. We see it in literature, where it appears in stories of fantasy and heroism. We see it in films and popular culture, where its fiery rebirth symbolizes hope in the darkest moments. And we see it in our own lives, where the phoenix becomes a metaphor for overcoming hardship, loss, or failure, and finding the strength to rise again. What makes the phoenix so enduring is not simply the beauty of the myth, but the truth it reflects. We all experience moments of burning down, times when everything seems lost, when life as we knew it crumbles to ash. Yet the phoenix reminds us that even in our lowest moments, the potential for rebirth exists. Out of the ashes comes renewal. Out of destruction comes transformation. Out of endings come new beginnings. The story of the phoenix is more than just a legend. It is a timeless reminder of the resilience of the human spirit. No matter how devastating the fire, no matter how complete the destruction, there is always the possibility to rise once more, brighter, stronger, and renewed.